of great tolerance. And he has said that we should engage in devotional service, giving respect to every living being. Always have the mood of being a servant. Like I was just sitting back here behind these devotees because I have become like a miniature paparazzi. Because I like to take photos and then stick them on my Facebook. And I was envious that all these devotees have their cameras up front. So I was back here and I was adjusting my lenses and I was trying to take some nice shots of His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. Then I was kneeling down and I was changing the lens and I was noticing that there was grass back there. And I was thinking, oh, this grass is so nice. Because I'm becoming an old man now and I'm bending down on my knees. And if I just had to bend down on the concrete back there on the walkway, it would hurt my knees. But I'm bending on the grass and the grass is so humbly just serving. It's going down, it's patting everything so nicely. And then when I got off the grass, I saw the grass came back up again, just willing to serve again. So humble, but such service mood. And then I was thinking of the trees. These beautiful, beautiful, you see so many beautiful types of trees here in Mauritius. And some, like the mango trees and the lychee trees. And those lychee trees, they will take such a fierce lashing if the cyclone will come. Or in the summer, they will take such burning heat. But they never complain. What do? They just give us their lychees as service. So they tolerate and they render service. And even in the freezing cold, if you ever have freezing cold in Mauritius, I don't know. But even in the freezing cold, they will just stand there and maybe they'll let one of their branches drop off that you can use as firewood that you will warm up. So we should be very humble. We should be very tolerant. We should have such a mood of giving respect to every living being. But if anyone wants to give us respect, we should say, no, no, please. I am not worthy of such respect. I knew one very beautiful godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. His name was Akinshana Krishnadas Baba. And sometimes I would go and I would sit with him and sing Hare Krishna. He was Srila Prabhupada's age. Srila Prabhupada told us that he was a Paramahansa. And sometimes I would, when I was leaving, I would fold my hands and I would want to give respect. And this Paramahansa devotee would reach over and he would slap my hands down. And he would say, I am not worthy of respect. Please do not do this to me. So this is Lord Chaitanya's mood for his devotees. We should render that service without strings attached. We should render service all the time. We should render service in a humble mood. We should render service being very, very tolerant. And we should always love and respect all Vaishnavas. And if we will do that, then the great treasure house of Krishna consciousness will awaken within our hearts. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, and the best vehicle for doing that is to raise your hands in the air and please repeat, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna!
Things, chant the holy names, worship Krishna in love, and Krishna will reciprocate by giving us his love. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We should have some good time.